Christ shares his Father's throne, March 12. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The love of the Father toward a fallen race is unfathomable, indescribable, without a parallel. This love led him to consent to give his only begotten Son to die, that rebellious man might be brought into harmony with the government of heaven, and be saved from the penalty of his transgression. The Son of God stepped down from his royal throne, and for our sakes became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. He became a man of sorrows, that we might be made partakers of everlasting joy. God permitted his beloved Son, full of grace and truth, to come from a world of indescribable glory to a world marred and blighted with sin, shadowed with the shadow of death and the curse. Since Jesus came to dwell with us, we know that God is acquainted with our trials, and sympathizes with our griefs. Every son and daughter of Adam may understand that our Creator is the friend of sinners. For in every doctrine of grace, every promise of joy, every deed of love, every divine attraction presented in the Savior's life on earth, we see God with us. By his humanity, Christ touched humanity, by his divinity, he lays hold upon the throne of God. As the Son of Man, he gave us an example of obedience, as the Son of God, he gives us power to obey. The child of Bethlehem, the meek and lowly Savior, is God manifest in the flesh. God with us is the surety of our deliverance from sin, the assurance of our power to obey the law of heaven. In taking our nature, the Savior has bound himself to humanity by a tie that is never to be broken. Through the eternal ages he is linked with us. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. God has adopted human nature in the person of his Son, and has carried the same into the highest heaven. It is the Son of Man who shares the throne of the universe. In Christ the family of earth and the family of heaven are bound together. Christ glorified is our brother. Heaven is enshrined in humanity, and humanity is enfolded in the bosom of infinite love.